Hello, my friend and friends. Welcome to Fox Talks with Phineas Fox. I am your host, Phineas Fox. As I mentioned last time, my show has been picked up by the Tranquilizer Network, and with that come some changes. So, new network, new name, same great host. To start it all off, I'm sitting down for a series of interviews with relatively new band on the scene, Star Forest. They released their self-titled debut album to a modest reception a little while ago. Since then, nothing. Now, they're back with a new lineup, new album, and a new sound. Certainly a lot of new going around today's episode. Welcome to Fox Talks.
I've gone through a lot of feelings about it, honestly. And at first, like I said, it was just disbelief that this guitar could be calling me his guitar. And even now, there's moments where I still doubt. Sure, of course I do. I mean, I know that I'm good at playing guitar and singing, but there's a lot of people that can do that.
This is Fox Talks with Phineas Fox. In the chair today is the newest member of Star Forest and latest master of the famed star guitar, Unicus, Twig Lefort. Twig, how are we doing today?
I'm pretty good, you know. Thank you.
How are you? I'm well, thank you. While I certainly am interested in knowing everything about your place in the band, I'd love to start off a little further back, if that's all right.
I figured as much.
For those of you unaware, Twig replaces Star Forest's original lead guitarist, one Hawk Velcro, who hasn't been seen since the event last year.
Oh, the event. Doo-doo-doo. Sounds all cool and dramatic.
Well, of course it does. I came up with it. Why don't you start off by telling us a little bit about yourself and your life before the band?
So I'm not originally from here, or at least not the Star Forest Island. Wink called it Terra something or other.
Terra Incognita, maybe?
Oh yeah, yeah, that's it. I mean, that's not what we call it. We always just called it the Outback.
That explains the accent, then.
So I actually left there a while ago to travel Terra Incognita, in search of new inspiration, new sounds. You know, music has always called out to me, and I just couldn't ignore it.
What do you mean by new sounds?
Oh man, I'm glad you asked. Most people are familiar with things like guitars, pianos, drums, trumpets, trombones, tubas, flutes, clarinets, recorders.
Normal instruments.
Right. Not that normal means anything bad. They're great, even. It's just, I've always felt music isn't just those sounds that we're used to.
Interesting.
So at first, I checked out things like glockenspiels or ukuleles, which led to the kalimbas and the merlins. Then, of course, it's not that far of a leap to the melodica and the jaw harp. And before I knew it, I was lost in a sea of transistors and resistors and PVC tubes.
You certainly have a unique relationship with this journey. You mentioned a jaw harp. I don't know that I've heard of that before. Care to explain a little for myself and my listeners?
Oh, can I? Huh. Well, they've been around forever. There's a version of them in just about every place and every time in history. There's so many instruments that came from it, too, like the harmonica and the accordion.
Fascinating. So I assume it sounds similar to those, then?
Not at all. But kinda, yeah. I mean, it's this weird mix of bouncy, twangy, and almost electronica synthy sound.
Is it hard to learn how to play it?
Oh, it takes practice for sure, but no. No, it's pretty easy to pick up and play. You see, it really only has one main note, but then you can shape it by moving your mouth in different shapes and ways, and there's this thin piece that you can either flick or blow through. And in fact, that's how the harmonica came from this. It's really just a bunch of jaw harps tuned differently lined up in a row.
What a fun fact. We seem to have hit a touchstone for you. It's almost as if you enjoy the story of the tools as much as the, how did you put it, new sounds.
Huh. Well, yeah. You know, I never really thought of it that way, but that might be why I got so into synth. It's not just looking for a new sound, it's inventing one. I'm a bit of a tinkerer by nature. I always had to be.
Always had to be? What a perfect segue. What was life like as a little golden dragon growing up in the Outback?
Oh, bearded dragon. And I'm a little more yellow than gold, but golden dragon does sound cool. Well, it was hot. Not like hot as in cool. I mean, well, I liked it, but hot as in temperature. You could see the horizon full of sandy dunes stretch on forever. The rocky cliffs.
You cold?
No, buddy. I was talking about the cliffs where I grew up. They were rocky.
But I'm rocky.
Yes, you are, my friend.
Seriously, how do you keep getting in here? I'm doing a show.
And that's my cue. Later, bud.
Now, where were we? That's right, the I'm not going to say it cliffs.
Yeah, yeah, the rocky cliffs.
Ah, no, no, shoo!
Well, they seemed so close, but you know the desert plays tricks on you. They're really super far away.
It sounds like you have some experience with that.
Playing tricks on people? Or the desert doing it?
Both. But why don't we talk more about desert life? Perhaps your family?
Oh, yeah, my family's pretty big. Lots of siblings, just me right there in the middle. Yep, typical middle child here. Just a small little skinny guy out of the bunch. Oh, another fun fact, that's where the nickname Twig comes from.
Wait, your name isn't Twig? That's just a nickname?
Well, kind of both, really. I mean, it was my nickname, but then people said it so often that it just kind of stuck.
Was it the drive for invention and search for unknown sounds that led you so far from home?
No. They helped, though. But no. No, one day we were all hanging out at the stone, catching some rays, enjoying that warm vitamin D, you know? Well, I must have dozed off because the next thing I remember is being shaken awake by one of my sisters, yelling for me to wake up. I could hear the others shouting, "Run!" and "Goggles on!" And well, I knew that meant it was back, and way too early.
What was back?
The sand rain. Most people call it a sandstorm. I always thought it didn't do it justice. It's just sand, raining on you, at you, from everywhere. I couldn't see them, but I could hear them. Look, it was scary, but we were trained for this. The sand rain was part of our life. So I threw on my goggles, and I made a break for cover. I went to dive into a nearby covering, but it wasn't where I thought it was. The sun blacked out by billowing sand, and time was running out. So I ran as fast as my little legs would take me, jumping over rocks and dodging trees. Then, out of nowhere, I was scooped up by the wind and whisked away.
Oh my!
Right? When I finally landed, I had no idea where I was. But I knew that I needed to find shelter fast. I found a cliffside and sort of felt along the walls for a cave. And I just kind of stayed there until the danger passed.
Dare I ask, what of your siblings?
Yeah. Yeah, well, I don't know. I mean, I was carried so far away, I had no idea where I was. By the time I could go look for them... Look, I'm sure that they're okay. They have to be, right? I mean, we all knew what to do. And if I made it through, then they had to as well.
My, that's all. Well, it's very sad, Twig. I'm sorry.
Yeah, thank you for that, Phineas. But yeah, it was.
So, inventions and sounds?
Yeah, inventions and sounds. Eventually, I threw everything I could in a bag and I just struck out on my own. I went in search of new ideas and new sounds. Look, this world can be a big, scary place, but it's also filled with so much wonder and magic.
Indeed, Twig, indeed. When we come back, we'll learn more about how his seemingly endless searching led to him becoming the new guy in Star Forest and try to dig further into the band's recent shakeup. But first, our sponsor. Our episode today is brought to you by Bale Benny's plant-based milk drink from Bale Benny Incorporated. Inspired by the cozy hay bales found throughout Star Forest, this plant-based milk drink captures the essence of the forest's enchantment. The forest berries and moss essence are carefully blended in to craft a delightful and whimsical drink that resonates with the magic of Star Forest. Bale Benny's plant-based milk drink from Bale Benny Incorporated. Mmm. Now, let us bring the story to today. Clearly, you don't just invent things.
Nope. I'm also in a band.
Yes. That is what brought us here today. Why don't you tell me a little bit more about how that came to be?
Oh, well, my journeys had taken me to this really chilly place that was known for having the best hot chocolate of anywhere ever. So obviously I had to stop in for a cup.
A big hot cocoa fan, are we?
Nope. Well, not then I wasn't. But I mean, if you're going to say you have the best of something in all of everywhere, then I just have to know if it's true, you know?
Maybe I should interview them at some point. Sorry. Yes, I do know. So, here you are in the cold, drinking the hot.
Yep. And it really is so much better than what we had growing up. I'm sitting there enjoying my nice, warm cup of happy when I hear this sound. Not from the band. Not even from the cocoa shop. It was from somewhere else, and it's calling me. I'm looking around, and I can't see anything that could explain it. It just keeps calling me. No clue what direction it's coming from. No matter where I go, though, I'm getting closer.
Perhaps this euphonious melody was getting closer to you.
Oh, you know you're not wrong. Anyway, before I realize it, I'm pushing through a bunch of bushes, and then there's this light beaming through them. And the sound, it turned into sort of an otherworldly tone. It almost sounded like it was chanting. And then I see it. This insane double-neck guitar sat on top of a bed of bubblegum clouds. And I know that's what I've been hearing, but I couldn't find a way to reach it. So I started looking around for anything that I can use. And wouldn't you know it, I managed to find some bark, a bit of rope. I gathered a bunch of leaves and I made myself a pair of wings.
Ah, yes, ever the inventor. Was this the first pair you'd made?
Not at all. Wouldn't be the last pair either. So many accidents. So many accidents. But those are stories from another time. Anyway, I'd never made a pair that worked, so I was a little scared. But the sound keeps calling me, and I was going to answer.
I assumed that they worked, or we wouldn't be sat here today talking.
Oh, man. It was incredible, Phineas. I flew. Like, for the first time ever, I actually flew. So I'm soaring towards the clouds, and I made it to the star guitar, and I grabbed hold. Then, bang, like a rocket, we were off. I had no idea where we were going, and I'm not even sure that what we were doing at that point could be considered flying. But we were going somewhere.
Did you know at this point what you'd found? That is, Hawk's legendary star guitar, I mean?
I've been a fan of Star Force from the beginning, so yeah, of course I knew what it was. I just had no idea why it was calling me.
Yes, I imagine many would have had that same question. Do you have any theories now that you've been paired for a tick?
I really couldn't tell you. I don't know what makes me so special.
And you're using the guitar right now. That's what you use when you record and perform with the band?
Yes, sir.
And that doesn't feel strange to you at all, using someone else's guitar? Not just someone else's guitar, even, but the former guitarist for this very band, no less.
Well, I've gone through a lot of feelings about it, honestly. And at first, like I said, it was just disbelief that this guitar could be calling me his guitar. But it did. It led me here for a reason. And this is where I'm supposed to be.
Supposed to be. How did the rest of the band take all of this, then?
Oh, well, I told them the story about how I got there, and they all went nuts. They had no idea what had happened to the star guitar after Hawk left, either. They were just as baffled at the whole story. Rocky then got all super serious, and he told me,
"It wouldn't call out to just anyone."
He then told me about the eye on the guitar.
There's a rumor that it's cursed. Care to comment?
That's what he said, too. He told me that the eye had only ever opened for Hawk. And if it opened for me, too, well, it meant there must be a reason. So we did the only logical thing we could think of.
And that was?
We had an epic jam session.
Of course. How silly of me.
That's okay, Phineas.
Well, yes. So, how did this epic jam session go?
Epically? No, really, it was instant magic. Afterwards, they insisted that I stick around. Well, I couldn't say no to that. For a while, I would bring the instruments that I found on my adventures. Or I would use a speed-up old acoustic guitar that one of the slugs let me borrow. It was a lot of fun. But it never really had that same energy from the first time. And then Fawn looked over at the stand where the star guitar was sitting and she said I should give it a go. I wasn't sure if I should. I mean, it was Hawk's guitar, right? Not mine. But they all insisted.
Wait, wait, wait. The others actually encouraged you to use Hawk's guitar like it was your own?
Yeah. I mean, it took some convincing. And even now there's moments where I still doubt. Sure, of course I do. But yeah, this was the will of the band.
Then you aren't just filling in, but replacing him?
In a way, yes. I mean, I don't like to think I'm replacing anyone, though. It took me a while to be able to even look at the star guitar without feeling guilty. But I look at it like it's two different eras. Like, they were one band, and we're another band. But it's still all the same band.
Do you ever worry that Hawk might come back? How would you deal with that?
Well, I'd be lying if I said no. It could mean that they don't need me anymore. I'm not really sure that that will ever go away. But each time that I'm with them, and I see what we can do together, what we can be together, I try to reassure myself that I do bring value to the band. I'm good enough.
And what exactly is this value that you bring to the band that Fox didn't?
What is going on here?
It's okay, guys. I'm okay.
Come on now.
You don't want to see Lady Danger.
What? It's a fair question.
Thanks for looking out for me. Whew. Now, Phineas, what was your question again?
I was wondering what you feel the value, your word, not mine, is that you bring to the band.
That is a good question. I mean, I know that I'm good at playing guitar and singing, but there's a lot of people that can do that. Well, you know how guitars and mics and drums all work together with speakers to make music?
Of course.
Right. Well, there's still another piece that you need. Well, there's a lot of things involved, like people and mixers and...
Twig.
Right. Sorry. Anyway, no one ever thinks about the cables. How are you going to get the sound from the instruments to the speakers without cables connecting everything?
So you see yourself as a bunch of cables?
Yeah, kinda, yeah. I like bringing different things together to make awesome sounds. Whether that's a toy cash register and one of those books that press the buttons and they make the noise like, "Moo, I'm a cow. Meow, I'm a cat," you know, or people.
I think I see what you mean. You're an interesting cat, Twig.
Especially because I'm a golden dragon.
Yes, my dear boy, you are. Well, that was an eventful segment, my dear listeners. After the break, we'll talk about the new album and get the scoop on their upcoming music video. Don't touch that dial. Our episode today is brought to you by Bale Binny's plant-based milk drink from Bale Binny Incorporated. Inspired by the cozy hay bales found throughout Star Forest, this plant-based milk drink captures the essence of the forest's enchantment. The forest berries and moss essence are carefully blended in to craft a delightful and whimsical drink that resonates with the magic of Star Forest. Bale Binny's plant-based milk drink from Bale Binny Incorporated. I would like to discuss the new music video a bit, if that's okay with you.
Absolutely. I'm totally down.
Indeed. The song is Beam On from the new Star Forest album, Let Me Be Real. What can you tell me about
it? Oh, well, I wish I could tell you everything about it. But of course, spoilers, right? The song is called Beam On.
Yes, I know.
Oh, right. You did kind of already say that. Well, it's funny because I kind of already told you what it was about earlier. It's a bit of a retelling of me finding the star guitar and joining the band. Oh, and there's also this cool abandoned carnival. Oh, and these amazing cool raver-looking ducks and this huge tree robot. Oh, sorry, boss.
Who was that?
Oh, Biz. He's our agent / manager / boss slugs. Don't be afraid of him. He doesn't bite. At least I don't think he bites.
I am not afraid of him.
Yeah, me neither. Oh, why don't I play you a little bit of the song?
Yes, that would be lovely.
Beam on, fly it forward. Dream on, you can't ignore us. In the forest there's a law, love enough for all. Did I mention it grows? Did I mention that it glows?
Well, what do you think?
I have to admit, I rather enjoyed that. Is that any indication of the new album's sound?
Not at all.
Right. Okay, Twig, thank you so much for joining me today.
Oh, man, Phineas, thank you for having me.
Oh, the action, oh, the excitement, and oh, my dear listeners, the drama. This little Twig certainly should not be underestimated. Of course, it remains to be seen if he truly is worthy of his position in Star Forest, but I, for one, will be watching him like a hawk. Until next episode!